Hi, everyone. It's Sandy Cruz from Sandy K Nutrition, health and lifestyle queen. And I'm here to show you that balanced living works. This is especially for all you ladies over 40. We will cover a range of exciting topics with many special guests, and I really look forward to this season. Bye for now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sandy K Nutrition, health and lifestyle queen. Today with me, I have the co-founder of the company called Santé Via. Her name is Yvonne Anderson, and she is an absolute wealth of knowledge as it relates to water. And you're like, how the hell does somebody have a podcast all about water? Well, you guys, our bodies are made up of at least 60% water. You hear it all the time about how critically important it is to drink water. And it's important to know and understand the quality of the water we're drinking. And many of us don't even realize how important clean water is. And really, you know, a lot of us take it for granted. And no, the water that comes from the tap in your city water is not clean. And there are a lot of issues. And I do want to talk about one thing. So Yvonne is going to talk to us all about quality, what to look for. What does alkaline mean? What does pH mean? Can you change your pH? So you're going to have to listen to this podcast because she is a wealth of information. But here's something that a lot of people just don't talk about. And this is something that I learned way back when I was in nutrition college. I also learned it from somebody who I consider a mentor. And her and I talked a lot about halogens. So here's a little science for you. I promise I won't get too technical, but really halogens are just a group, I don't know, five or six of these chemically related elements. So in the periodic table, they look the same. And guess what? The body thinks they're the same. These include chlorine, fluoride, fluorine, bromine, and iodine. So what a lot of people don't realize is that the biggest nutrient for our thyroids and actually for breast tissue as well is iodine. And the way that I like to describe it when I talk about this with clients is you think about it as in receptors. So think of it as a parking spot. So we have these parking spots for iodine, and iodine is the nutrient, the main nutrient for our thyroids. And what happens is, let's say you're a swimmer and you're always in a chlorine pool and you do not eat enough iodine-rich foods, guess what's going to take up a parking spot for a thyroid? Yeah, it's going to be chlorine. Yes. Not the iodine that your thyroid truly needs. Nobody talks about this in allopathic medicine, but this is a fact. You guys can go and look it up yourself. So there's a lot of things that you can do to push that chlorine out. You can do iodine loading protocols. I suggest you work with somebody on this, 100%. Work with somebody. But really, the key is chlorine is not a nutrient for your thyroid or your breast tissue. And unfortunately, it looks exactly the same as iodine. So this is one of the main reasons why I put a whole home chlorine filter in. Nothing. I mean, like, okay, I think it's like 99%. So very little gets into my tap water, my shower water. Even when I run the water and run it through my filter to drink, there's no chlorine in there, guaranteed. So what was happening with me was I would shower and I could smell the chlorine. And having city water, a lot of times you get a lot of chlorine in there, and that's to take out the bacteria, right? So the city puts that in there. And then what happens is it goes through your pipes and even your filters that you use, your fridge filter, your regular filters, they can't take it out. So I would go and run it through one of my filters and I could still smell it. And it started to drive me crazy. So I took it out of my house. So it doesn't even come into my house. It will enter into my water system in my home, go through the filter, and then everything in my house is clean and I love it. And then I use an additional filter, which my preference is the Santé Via filter. It's not like a Brita. It looks like a Brita, but it's not. It has a completely different filtering system. And Yvonne will talk all about that in this podcast. But I wanted to talk just about how there's so many people who have thyroid issues. And so that's why I always say, control what you have control over. And that is your drinking water. We're lucky. So that was a little bit long-winded, but I really wanted to talk about that. I wanted to talk about my chlorine whole home filter because I love it. The only thing I don't love is that I have to clean my toilet bowls way more regularly. There's one negative, right? Cleaning toilet bowls. However, it's a small price to pay for having clean water when I shower, what I drink for me and my family. And so, yeah, it's interesting because, you know, normally because of the chlorine acts like a bleach, right? It bleaches that water that sits in the bottom of your toilet bowl. Well, I don't have that anymore, so I have to clean more often. But hey, guys, like I said, it's all good. I am still running my contest, not a contest, it's a draw, and it's to win a MyDNAge test kit to find out what's your biological age. We all know our chronological age, I would hope, and how well is your body aging? This test kit is worth $300 US. It's open to anybody in North America to enter. All you have to do is rate, review, and subscribe to my podcast and just say a few nice words and let me know you've done this. Send me an email, sandy@sandyknutrition.ca, and I will enter you into this draw to win. And I think you're going to find it kind of nifty. And yeah, I'm still waiting for the results for my husband's biological age. It's a little bit of a competition because he's actually over 2 years younger than me. And I ended up right at my chronological age. So we're like, oh my gosh, is he going to turn out younger than me? Or is he going to be a lot older than me? I don't know, but you'll have to keep listening to hear and find out. So now I am going to cut on through to the interview with Yvonne, the co-founder of Santé Via. Hi everyone. Welcome to Sandy K Nutrition, Health and Lifestyle Queen. Today with me, I have Yvonne Anderson. She is the co-founder and CEO of Santé Via Water. And today we're going to talk all about water. I know some of you are like, water? Like, how can you have an entire podcast about water? Well, I was actually even saying in my Instagram stories how critically important it is to our overall wellness to have good clean water and enough of it. So I found an expert and I am welcoming Yvonne. Thank you so much for coming today, Yvonne.
Sandy, thanks. I always love opportunities where I can talk about water because people don't understand how important water is.
No, I agree. And so, you know, Yvonne and I were chatting a little bit before we started to record, and I am actually blown away by Yvonne's knowledge in this area. So I always like to start off, you know, how did you get into this whole realm of water?
Well, as most people know, you need something that really makes you do things. And mine started with a health issue. My husband had chronic acid reflux and the doctor said medication for life. And I said, no, I was not going to put my husband on a proton pump inhibitor for the rest of his life because I knew it would damage his liver. I knew it would cause so many other things. And I said to him, you can, for 90 days, go on this drug. And in 90 days, I'm going to do the research and I'm going to find the root cause and we're going to solve this problem. And so I really dug in. My background is I'm a kinesiologist. I've had over 20 years experience in the health business. And I really said, we're going to solve this problem. And what I found is my husband, chronic acid reflux, was acidic. Mm. And what I also found was acidosis and inflammation are the underlying causes of almost all chronic diseases. So what I did was I said, we're going to make sure that this guy goes from acidic to alkaline, because what I also discovered was our bodies are naturally alkaline, just slightly alkaline, but naturally alkaline at 7.36. And if I could move him to alkaline, then his body would heal itself. And that's really what life is all about. Our bodies are designed to heal themselves. So, three big things. I got him eating a lot better. Mm-hmm. So food is so important. His nutrition improved. I got him a nutritionist. Great. She kept him on the straight and narrow. Got him off of those five coffees a day and onto looking at better nutrition. I got him a personal trainer. He lost 50 pounds. Wow. And he called her Nazi Nancy, but he got in shape. And he worked on that 90 days. And then I knew the third thing was water. He didn't really like the taste of water, so he didn't drink a lot of water. But our body is 70% water. Our muscles are 80% water, and our brains are 90% water. So I went looking for an alkaline water because he needed to get more alkaline. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it was so hard to find that. There were a few multi-level marketing companies that were selling all these amazing $5,000 systems and this and that. And I went, that's not what I can afford and it's not what I really wanted. So finally, we found one system made in Japan that looked really good. And we realized that in Japan, they are so health conscious and they found that when people moved from the hills where they were drinking natural mineralized water out of a stream, that they were very healthy. In fact, Japan was one of the places where people were living to be almost 100, 110, 115. In fact, they had the oldest person in the world for many years. What was the key there? Well, they ate well from the earth. They exercised every day because they had to do a lot of walking. They didn't go to the gym. They walked a lot of walking. But they also drank only predominantly water or clear tea. And they were living very, very long and healthy lives. So when these people, and we all saw the migration of people in the early 1900s to the cities, they realized people were living much shorter and they started looking at these things, and water was a big issue for them. So they developed a system that mimicked a fresh mountain stream. And I went, ah, there it is. We need to mimic a fresh mountain stream. So what's in a fresh mountain stream? Well, there's calcium, magnesium. Water trickles over those rocks. And as the water trickles over the rocks, it picks up these great minerals that our body needs to stay healthy. And those minerals were the key. So they take out the bad stuff, but it puts back in the good stuff. And that's what we wanted. We wanted a water system that takes out bad, because we don't want chlorine, lead, other contaminants in our water, but we really want those good things that our body needs, which is calcium, magnesium, and other trace minerals. And when you do that, your water takes on this amazing journey, and it tastes great, but it also is healthy for your body because it has natural alkaline minerals, which actually naturally increases the pH as well. Mm-hmm. So when we found that system, we said, we need to bring this to Canada. And that's how Santa Via water system started. And Santa Via, the name even is interesting because we came up with santé, or means health, and via means life. So healthy way, healthy life is what we wanted. And when my husband started drinking this water, we brought in some systems and he started drinking it, and combined with, it's never one thing, it's always the big three, as I said, he started eating better, he started exercising regularly, and he started making water his primary beverage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when that happened, his chronic acid, guess what, disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors went, oh my gosh, how did that happen? People don't just get rid of their chronic acid reflux. And I said, actually, they do, if they do the right things and if they attack the root cause. And so when we saw how amazing this combination of things worked for my husband, we said, we need to bring this in and start a business, Santa Via, and we need to have water that everybody can both afford and it's healthy. And it actually, we give back. So for every system we sell, we give 100 days of clean drinking water to people in water poverty. So from my perspective, a business needs to help people get healthy. It needs to be sustainable, but it also needs to give back to mm-hmm. people in need. So yes, that's how Santa Via started.
I love it. I love it. It's a great story, and it's great that you were able to find and identify the root cause for the reflux that your husband had. I think that's wonderful. So let's talk about what's actually in our drinking water, because I think this is an important thing to bring up. Most of us, you know, there's some of us who live in rural areas, but most of us live in a city where it's treated in a water plant, but that doesn't mean it comes to our taps clean. So what is in our drinking water? Let's break that down.
Well, let's talk about the big things that are in our drinking water. The number yeah. one thing is chlorine.
Yeah.
And chlorine is necessary for our water to clean it, to make sure that that bacteria and things are not in it, and to make it safe. But that doesn't mean that that is good for us. And think about bleach. A big bottle of bleach that you probably have somewhere in your laundry cupboard. Can you imagine that you drink that big bottle of bleach in your lifetime? And you do. That entire big bottle of bleach, glug, 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 you drink it. And people don't think about that, but that's exactly what chlorine is.
Mm-hmm.
So we need chlorine in our water to get it to us, but we want to get it out before we actually drink
yes.
the water.
Yes.
So chlorine's one thing. Lead is another. Lead is something, so we have a huge piping system. Your water is in some processing plant, probably maybe 50, 100 miles away from where you are, kilometers away. And what you need is, you need to think about the pipes. And much of our infrastructure right now is 50 to 60 years old. And so these big pipes, actually, as the water rushes through them, little tiny bits of lead come off these pipes and enter into the water in microscopic levels. But that lead, again, like your big, big tub of bleach, over a lifetime, that lead is really harsh mm-hmm. on our system. It's an endocrine disruptor. It actually affects our brain, our liver. Lead is not a good thing, and especially not good for children.
Right.
And as our infrastructure ages, and depending on what city you live in, depends on how old the infrastructure is, but in most North American cities, we're looking at 30, 50, sometimes 70 years old, the piping system.
Oh, for sure.
And children are so affected by lead because yeah. it can really cause damage to their brains.
Yeah. And then
so
even aging
one.
Too, the aging population, right? We got to think of Alzheimer's, dementia, all of those things. Yeah, it's both ends for sure. I agree. Yeah.
So the next one that we have in our water is pharmaceuticals.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Everyone's on the pill. Hello.
So we have, well, actually, that's number two. Number one in pharmaceuticals is an antidepressant. And when you think of how many, it's the most prescribed drug in North America, over the pill, because both men and women take it.
True.
What happens is, as all of these drugs enter people's systems, the body uptakes a bit of it, but the rest is urinated out, and that ends up into the water system. And what most people don't realize is much of our water is not primary water. So it's not coming out of a pure mountain system of some sort, but it goes back to these plants and they reuse it.
Yes.
And in some cities, especially in the US, they're reusing the water 8, 9. And as water becomes scarcer and as we have a harder time getting water, you'll see down in places like LA, 8, 9, 10 times the water processing plant before they release it and get fresh water. So what happens is we end up with these trace levels of antidepressants and trace levels of birth control, mostly estrogens, in the water. And this is why we're seeing things that happen with young girls getting their period younger and younger and younger ages. And it's a combination of hormones in their food and hormones in their water.
Mm-hmm.
And this is affecting women at menopause. This is affecting so many things. And the antidepressants, they're now talking about how children are having a hard time learning. And like, if they're just, think if they're just that little tiny drop all the time of sedation, and our kids aren't getting out and aren't energized as much, and they're not, you know, doing the things. It all is one big thing. Things are happening to their food and their water, the air, and all of these things mixed together. So we want clean water. Now, the fourth thing I want to talk about is microplastics. We're seeing microplastics in our water now. And people need to be more aware of the fact that every time you buy that fuzzy little fleece jacket, every time you wash it, little bits of microplastic come off every piece of fleece. So much plastic in our clothing right now, everything that's nice and stretchy and comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
But those are microplastics, along with the fact that we use billions and billions of single-use plastic items between bags and water bottles and every time you go to a fast food restaurant, you're using single-use plastics.
Yeah.
And these, only 8% overall in our world are recycled. We think we're doing a great job on recycling, but even in North America now, because we can no longer ship our recycling to Southeast Asia and think it's going to be taken care of, we have to deal with it at home, and we're not doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when we really think recycling, remember there are three words: reduce what you use. It's reduce and then reuse. And when we're reusing things, that's why a glass container is better. We can reuse it and reuse it.
Yes.
And reuse it and then recycle.
Yeah.
So those three words, we jump right to recycle and think we're doing a good job and we're not, because that, all those microplastics end up back in our water system. They end up in our food system. They end up in the fish that we eat from our oceans.
Yeah.
And we end up with them in the body. Right now, newborns are showing microplastics in their system.
Mm.
So we need to do a better job. So those are the four big ones: chlorine, lead, pharmaceutical, microplastics. I could go on and on, but I think those are the four big ones. There are many other contaminants that appear in our water and localized. Like, you know, we all know about the Erin Brockovich story. So there are localized problems in different areas.
Yes, yeah.
But those four big ones, chlorine, lead, pharmaceuticals, and microplastics, are ending up in almost all water systems in cities.
I'd like to even drill down further, because then people are saying, well, what's the point of a water plant? Isn't that their job to get it all out before it comes to us? And I'm like, well, their job is to make sure our water's safe in terms of what they deem to be safe. But like you said, we continuously get it in small amounts. And water being something that you wash with, you cook with, you drink, you know, like it's like we're constantly exposed. So this is why it's important. And I will say this, I put in a whole home chlorine filter a couple of years ago. I've talked about this. And the reason I did it mostly was because no matter what filtering system I was using, I could still smell the chlorine. My family jokes and says I have a nose like a bloodhound. I probably do. I can smell everything. And I'm like, I do not want to smell chlorine when I go in the shower. I do not want to smell it when I turn on my tap. So I put in a whole home filter. So like you said, it might come to my home with chlorine in it, but now at least I can't smell any of it. So even when I put it in my Santavia pitcher, there's no sign whatsoever of it even going into my pitcher. But I do notice a difference. I have to clean my toilets more often. And, you know, like that right there, I'm like, there's a moment, an aha moment. I'm like, I don't care. I'd rather clean my toilets more often than realize that, oh my gosh, it was the water coming in that was bleaching my toilets and keeping that clean. Like, anyway, it blows my mind when I try not to say too much to people when I see them drinking from the tap, but inside I'm cringing. I'm like, oh my gosh, you need something. So let's talk about how much water we should be drinking. I know what I tell my clients, like, what do you drink in terms of water? Like, what's your rule of thumb?
So I drink 2 to 3 liters of water a day, depending on my activity level. And I think everybody's slightly different, how big you are, how much activity you do. When you're, like, if I'm climbing up a mountain one day, I'll drink more water. If I'm sitting in my office, I might drink slightly less, but I try to drink 2 liters of water a day minimum, and I'll add water if my activity level is higher.
Yeah.
How does that fit with your thinking?
Yeah, that's the general rule. I usually say half your body weight in ounces is always good because, you know, like, using that as a general rule for somebody who's, let's say, 100 pounds versus somebody who's 200 pounds, that there could definitely be a variance. Now,
I totally agree with that. Half your body weight is a great way for people to say, you know, to get a good measure. What I also do sometimes, because people forget, I always say get a reusable water bottle.
Yes.
Because I think it's so important that you have a reusable water bottle. I don't care what style you like, what you have, just get a reusable water bottle. And if it's a liter or if it's half a liter, depending on the size, figure out and put a little hair tie, you know, those rubber hair on the bottom, and we slide it up to the top when you finish one bottle. And it's a good reminder to you that you need to drink more. Or use your phone and stop. Get it to, you know, beep at you every once an hour, because we need to hydrate throughout the day.
Yes.
And we get going, we get busy, and we forget.
Yeah.
And that way, the phone rings, it beeps, you say time.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree 100%. And you don't want to drink it all at once either, because you can actually flood your cells. So I've done that myself where I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't drink all the water I need to drink. And then I go and I chug it. And then you can actually feel kind of nauseous, like if you overdo it. So I love the drinking water throughout the day. So I think we really need to talk, because people are confused about what is available. And I've seen it where, you know, my local, whatever they are, they do all of the water and water heaters and water treatments and everything. They're trying to sell me on reverse osmosis. And I said, under no circumstances do I want that in my house, because there are no minerals. So you got the clean part down pat, but you must have minerals in your water. Maybe I know that you've got some incredible slides that you brought, Yvonne, and we can talk to them. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you're going to be able to see really a description of, I guess, what's out there. Let's maybe first start with, what is alkaline water? What is pH? Do you want to start there, Yvonne? Because I think that that's important.
That's a great question. And what I'll do is, for those of you that have the opportunity to see this, I'll pop up a couple of slides just so you can see what's going on. So pH is a really interesting thing. It is actually a measure, a scientific, if you remember your grade, you know, 9 science, pH is a scale, acidic and basic, and it goes from 0 to 14. Don't ask me why, because some scientists decided, and 7 is neutral. But what it is, what does it mean to us? Well, our optimal body pH is 7.36, so just very slightly alkaline. And if we stay alkaline, then we will be in what's called homeostasis, and that means our body can heal itself. And our body is designed to heal itself. And if we eat properly, if we drink good water, if we exercise well, then what will happen is our body will heal itself. Now, in the world we live in, that's tough. But when we look at our choices, the standard American diet, hamburger, fries, and a Coke, is very acidic. Whereas a healthy alkaline diet, and this is no surprise to anybody, eat your greens, eat from the earth, this will keep you balanced. But it's so easy to pop and get that hamburger, fries, and a Coke. And it's a lot harder for us mostly to choose alkaline. But it's not that difficult once you get into the habit. So what we need to do is look at our body 7.36. Now, people say to me all the time, what is it about pH? And so now we know that's optimal pH, but that is our blood pH. When we look at our body actually is a whole variety of pHs.
Yes.
And so our saliva is 6.5 to 7.5. Our upper stomach is way low, 4.0 to 6.5, because it needs to grind the food. Our lower stomach is 1.5 to 4.0, because that's where our food gets broken down into micro units so that our blood can absorb it and our body can use it. And then you go to your duodenum, it's back up to 7 to 8.5. So our body is a whole bunch of different pHs. So pH is a tricky thing.
It is.
What is really interesting is alkalinity. So alkalinity is a resistance to change in pH. So our body is designed to be very specific pHs. And overall, our blood, that's 7.36. But what we need to do is keep it there. It is like, and I'm going to use something you're all familiar with, your temperature. So depending on where you live, 98.6 or 36.5, whether you're in Celsius or whether you're in Fahrenheit, but our temperature is set.
Yes.
We know our temperature is very stable. And we know that if we get a fever, our temperature is too high. But our body does that and it sweats it off. We know if we start shivering, our temperature is too low. And we do, our body naturally does things to regulate it, like having a fever. And these are signs to us that we as humans recognize. Oh my gosh, my child has a fever of 101. I got to do something.
Yes.
Our pH is the same, but we don't know the signs. We don't recognize the signs. And when we have signs that are coming at us, like some stomach issues, they're more subtle, the signs. And that is often telling us we're too acidic. It's very rare that somebody is too alkaline in today's world. Maybe occasionally a vegan might get too alkaline, but most of the general population become too acidic.
Yes, I've read. That's not easy. It's not easy to change that because, like you said, Yvonne, the body always wants to maintain homeostasis. You got to be pretty bad, right? Like, you got to be eating bad food regularly, no exercise, obesity, you know, all of those factors in together, and you can have a pretty acidic body, right? Does that make
Absolutely.
Sense?
Absolutely. And that acidic body, like when my husband's story, he had that very classic acidic body, and then it comes out in what I call your very unique thing to you and your family line. So his came out in chronic acid reflux.
Right.
And gout. Actually, he got
interesting.
Both of them, chronic acid reflux and gout. Yeah. Some other people come out with kidney disease or heart disease, and it's what I call the weakest link theory.
Yeah.
So it is your weak link personally, but the commonality is your root cause is you're all acidic. So it doesn't matter how it displays in your body, the root cause is acidosis, which then becomes inflammation, and that is acidosis and inflammation are the underlying cause of all chronic disease.
All disease, yeah.
Could be heart disease, yeah. Could be cancer,
yeah.
It could be any of these things. That's your root cause. And when we look at root cause theory, root cause is the same, so then the solution is also the same. Eat better, exercise, drink very good water, and make that your primary beverage. Those three big rocks are what you need to do.
Yeah.
And alkalinity is just having those minerals in your body that allow your body to regulate and get into homeostasis. And that's what we need. Is we need our body in homeostasis, then it can heal itself.
Right.
And that's what nature is all about.
And that's what Sante Via water does, right?
It's one of those big three rocks.
Yes.
It allows us to, remember, it takes out the bad,
yeah.
But it adds back in the good. And it needs that two-part thing. I look at people and I say, would you eat demineralized food? And they go, well, of course not.
No.
Of course I want minerals in my food. Well, why would you drink demineralized water?
Excellent point. Excellent point. Yeah. Or water that's really contaminated, right?
Right.
Right.
Well, so that's why we want water to have, take out the bad stuff.
Yes.
Those big four things and a lot of the other little things, but at least those big four.
Yeah.
And add back in that good stuff. It needs to do two things. It's like you're not going to eat food that doesn't, you know, that is all, you know, moldy and stuff. So you got to have the good, like the good plant, but you also have to have the nutrients, which we don't see in either our water or our food.
Right.
And that's the problem is we can't pick up a lettuce and say, oh, this has a lot of nutrients in it. Some of them do, some of them don't.
Yeah, yeah.
And the same thing with water. We have to know that some waters have nothing in them. And that's your reverse osmosis.
Yes, exactly. You had another slide that compares the different ones, don't you? I think you do.
I do. So what we want to look at is, well, again, we take out the bad chlorine and lead, but we've got to add in that big stuff. So there are companies that actually market things like Zero Water. They are proud of the fact, as is reverse osmosis. So they are the pitcher version of reverse osmosis. And they are proud of the fact that they take everything out and leave your water clean, 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 and nothing else. But if you have, that's like eating an apple that is absolutely looks gorgeous, but it has no nutrients in it.
Mm-hmm.
It will still feed your body. It will still, like the water will still give you a level of hydration, but it won't help your body move into homeostasis and heal itself. You can still be acidic. And even though you've got that hydration isn't working for you the way nature intended it to. So nature intended water to hydrate and nourish your body.
Mm-hmm.
And when we remember, go back to the fact that our brain is 90% water, if we want to think well, if we want our children to think well and get through the school system and in an enthusiastic way. We need their brain to not only be hydrated, but to be nourished with hydrating minerals. And that's part of the thing. So when we look at a Brita pitcher, again, it takes out the bad, but it doesn't put any of the good stuff in. And it only takes out chlorine. So that lead is still there. Mm. We really need to look at, especially, again, both ends of the spectrum are children. Lead is really dangerous to their brain. And our older people with dementia and things, we really need to support them with good, good water. And I want to say on both ends of the scale, we're not getting our children to drink enough water, and we're not getting our elders to drink enough water. And you'll see an elderly person in a nursing home, and they hand them 5 or 6 pharmaceuticals in a little tiny glass of water to wash it down with, or juice. Often it's juice. And again, when we have calories, I always say, eat your calories, don't drink your calories. And a lot of juice, and we do this with children too. We give them juice, juice, juice.
Yeah.
And they're drinking their calories. And that actually isn't helping their body. They need all that roughage of an actual real apple instead of a box juice of apple, even if it's real juice.
Oh, I know. You're preaching to the choir here, because I actually just posted about this yesterday. I looked at my account, and I saw every day pumpkin spice latte, vanilla chai latte. And so I sent a note to my teenager and said, yeah, did you remember that conversation about not drinking our sugar and our calories? So, you know, it's not easy. And we live in a day and age where Starbucks is king. And all of these young kids are going and buying Starbucks drinks full of sugar. Like, it shocks me when I see that even if you go half sweet on a short pumpkin spice latte, you're looking at 25 grams of sugar in that one little drink. I actually looked at it because I'm like, I need to see what's going on here. So
I am totally with you there. I mean, all of these Starbucks and so many of these drinks, and even our athletes are grabbing these sport drinks that are full of sugar.
Yes.
So we have to be very careful, because the companies that create these are, you look at who owns many of these companies, and it comes down to Coke and Pepsi.
Yes.
And as they lose their market share on Coke and Pepsi, because people are starting to realize, oh, maybe Coke and Pepsi is not good for me. But then who owns the bubbly water? Who owns the sport drinks? Who owns? So it's if you're looking at single-use beverages of any kind, they're not good for your body. They're not good for the environment. It's a rare time when you should be taking a single-use beverage and not really thinking that, ooh, am I doing good for me? Am I doing good for the environment? And most of the time, I can't say 100% of the time, but most of the time the answer is no.
Yeah. The other thing, you know what, I would love you to touch on is this bubbly water thing, because it is a huge craze. Everyone's like, oh, well, there's no sugar in it. It's just carbonated water. And you can buy the soda streams and all this kind of stuff. Like, let's talk about that. Like, is that really good for us or no?
Well, we really need to think about that, because our body, think about nature. We breathe in oxygen. Really good for us. And we breathe out carbon dioxide. And what do they infuse these drinks with? Carbon dioxide. Our body's naturally saying, I don't want this. I'm giving it back to the environment. Mm-hmm. And you're taking a great bottle of water and you're infusing it with carbon dioxide, which is actually acidic. So when we test a bottle of bubbly water and a bottle of Santa Via water, the bubbly water comes out very acidic, a bright yellow color. And I always say, what does a yellow color of water remind you of? And most people go, oh, it looks like urine. And yeah, that's what leaves, what we want to leave our body.
Yes.
What we want in our body is a water that has alkaline minerals. Remember, we don't care about pH because anything that has natural minerals, again, calcium, magnesium, trace minerals, that is what's good for your body. The pH is just a scientific number. And it's not really what counts because there are ways people can up the pH without adding those alkaline minerals. And so a high pH water is not any better than a bubbly water if there's no alkaline minerals in it. What our body needs to keep in homeostasis is alkaline minerals, which buffer the body. It's like the fever and it's like the shivering. It's that balancing effect, those buffering minerals. And what your body does is when your pH is out of whack, because you just ate the hamburger, fries, and a Coke, it's the blood goes circling around and saying, where are my alkaline minerals? I'm stealing calcium. I'm stealing magnesium because I've got to regulate this hamburger, fries, and a Coke thing.
Ah.
And so it circulates around and steals them. In fact, osteoporosis, many people think, is a disease of old age, but it's actually a disease of acidity. So you get osteoporosis because for years and years and years, your body has stolen those alkaline minerals and you don't have any left. So it's like a bank account. If you're not putting alkaline minerals in, that's like putting money into your bank account and you're always taking withdrawals, you're going to end up in debt. And in this case, you end up in health debt. And acidity over a long period of time ends up could be osteoporosis if that's your weak link.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be that chronic acid reflux or gout, which is my husband's weak link.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on your family background and history, what your weak link is. But again, like you said, for everyone, the root cause is the same. We become acidic. As it gets worse, it becomes acidosis. As it gets worse, it becomes inflammation. And then you're open to be attacked in one of those areas that's your family history.
Yeah.
But the good thing is we can solve this problem.
Yeah.
And my husband was 50 years old when he got this major, major issue.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is an active cycling, skiing fiend. And he is in fabulous health. And he has corrected all of those things, but it took intention. He eats well, he exercises regularly, and he loves water now. And when you talked about the chlorine, for many people, when their nose gets close to the chlorine, they go, I don't like the taste of the water. And actually, it isn't about taste, it's more about smell.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can't get beyond the smell of the chlorine. And that's why one of the things that we get told time and time again is, I love the taste of the Santonia water.
Yes, it's very definitive. And I say this because my mom, I bought her one, and she's had her friends come over and they're like, this water tastes different. It tastes like nothing else. But you know what? It tastes fresh and it tastes clean, right? It's like what you said. It tastes like it's from a spring, from a natural spring. That's exactly what it tastes like.
And that's when you take out the bad stuff and put back in the good stuff. It tastes like a fresh mountain stream. And you get to drink the same kind of water that your great grandparents used to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived long and lived strong. They were mostly happy and healthy to like a great old age, like we saw in Japan. These people were happy and healthy to 100 and active, and their brains were active.
Yeah.
And we need to think about changing our lifestyle and eating better, exercising more, and drinking great water so that we can be happy and healthy. And as we watch our healthcare system erode and collapse around us. We're watching this. You need to take more care yourself. You need to be more intentional.
You need to, yes, I love what you're saying because, yeah, don't get me started on the healthcare system. That's a whole other podcast recording. But yes, taking control, because the one thing, you know, Yvonne and I are both in Canada. We have a paid healthcare system. But you know what? The bottom line is that it's not enough. We need to take control of our wellness. And I always encourage people, do your research, because use reputable forms for your research. But we have all of that at our hands now. Like we can research anything, and we have practitioners like myself that you can work with, and we will educate. Like my job is to educate. That's my primary role. And so, you know, hearing everything that you have to say, it's just, it warms my heart, because also Santivia is very, it's a very ethical company. You spoke about the 100 days of water. I know I participated in that. I've been drinking this water for over 2 years now, and it sits on my counter in my kitchen at room temperature. I'm not a big fan of drinking icy cold water, and I love the taste. And, you know, anything else that you want to say, that you want to wrap up? Anything that we missed, Yvonne, that you want to cover?
Well, I just want to say that water is one of the most important things to your health. And we believe water can change your life. But we also believe that Santivia water is healthy for all, but it's shared by all. And we give 100 days of clean drinking water to people in water poverty. And we need to understand there are many people in the world today that do not have access to safe, clean drinking water. And so every time someone buys a Santivia system, we give 100 days of clean drinking water. And our goal by 2030 is to give 100,000 years of clean drinking water to people in water poverty. And we're already seeing this when we think of these young, predominantly girls that have to walk with these, you know, big jerry cans of water on their heads, and they get water that's like really awful, and they bring it, and that's what they have to drink. And when we can put a gravity water system from the hills, from those actual great hills that they have down to their villages, and put the tap stand, and for them, one simple tap for an entire village that you have probably 10 of in your home, we put one in a village and we put it strategically in front of the schools, which allows girls to go to school and then come home with clean drinking water. And it changes people's lives. So drinking good water like Santivia can change your life. If you stop drinking all those other things and predominantly drink good, clean water that takes out the bad but also adds back in the good, it's healthy for you, but at the same time, it's sharing it with people around the world that don't have access to clean drinking water. So that's our mission. That's what Santivia loves to do. And we also love the environment. So whenever you use a water pitcher versus single-use plastic water bottles, you save 1,400 single-use plastic water bottles from going into the landfill and ending up in microplastics back in your water. Yeah. So do your part and get healthy, stay healthy, and, you know, be sustainable.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Yvonne. That is a great message. Now, I do have a discount code as well. Santivia is spelled Santevia, and I have a 10% off discount code. I personally love the Santivia Mina pitcher, M-I-N-A. I love that one. I've been using that one for years. And the code is SandyK10 for 10% off. And it's a beautiful pitcher. And the, even though it's plastic, tell me about the plastic before I end.
Yes.
And, so the, and the pitcher, the filters are compostable too, right?
Actually, so the Santa Fe Amina pitcher is a great one. It, this is the kind of plastic this is so durable. It is amazing that we have this. So it doesn't shed any microplastics. And that's why we chose this kind of plastic. And yes, we'd love to have glass, but it's so heavy that most people can't lift it.
Yes.
And that's the problem with glass. When you get it lighter, it's too fragile. So we wanted a sustainable pitcher. You can keep this for like 10, 15 years. Like, I mean, again and again, changing the filter is recyclable. We've created the first recyclable filter by a person at home. So you just twist off the top, the insides. So the minerals that we have in there, the good stuff, aren't 100% done. They're perfect to throw in your garden. I have the best strawberries
yes.
because I throw these in my strawberries.
Yeah.
And the minerals help the soil. So we can take out the bad stuff and put it into our garbage. We can keep the minerals and use them with our plants. And we can recycle all of the parts of the filter in your home. It's really quick and easy to do. And again, that sustainability is so, so important. And so that's really what we want to do. And we want to really say, made in North America,
yes.
between Canada and the U.S., all of these parts, all of the plastics, everything is made in North America. And in Vancouver, B.C., we make those filters. And so we really want to support North American manufacturing and with healthy, sustainable products.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for coming today, Yvonne. I really appreciate our chat.
Thank you for having me. It's been great. You're doing such great work. Keep it up.
Thank you, Yvonne. Join me next week where I cover off more exciting topics. I hope to continue to engage you and excite you and show you that living in your 40s, 50s, and beyond can be exciting, balanced, and healthful. Bye for now.